T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To talk about the Wisconsin Badgers. So yesterday, the AP poll released their initial college football rankings for the season. Where do you think Wisconsin was ranked at? Pretty typical. Number 18. You want to talk about it? 414-677-1250. Again, 414-677-1250. Or you can tweet us at 1250 AM. The Fan. So just looking at this Badgers team going through, and Tim and I are going to win-loss this record coming up in just a little bit. But some big things for this team. They are going to have high expectations once again going into this season. Out of teams in the Big Ten, there's four of them. Five if you want to count the future member, USC. You got Ohio State ranked at number two. You have Michigan ranked at number eight. Michigan State ranked at number 15, and then you've got the Badgers ranked at number 18. So what kind of expectations do you have for them this year? And do you think that they should have been ranked higher or lower? Because I think, to me, 18 sounds about right. Does that sound right to you, Tim?
Usually, yeah. I mean, that's where they usually start
off
a season. So, yeah, I think it's a fair ranking.
Well, and a lot of this season's going to come down to one guy. And I think it was the same thing last year, and he didn't live up to it, and you had a disappointing year. It's going to rely on Graham Mertz. Like, obviously, he's not going to be the driving force. It's going to be Ches Malusi and Braylon Allen working together. And I'm excited to see when you have Braylon Allen, what he's turned out to be, working with Ches Malusi. That's going to be a fun 1-2 punch right there. That's going to be fun to see. But I don't know if I expect Graham Mertz to take that step and be able to get you over the hump. Like, is he ever going to live up to the expectation from when he was recruited and first came into Wisconsin? I think we can already say that's a no. I just don't think he's ever going to live up to that. But can he at least get going in the right direction so that he can be a competent quarterback? I don't know. Last year, he was awful. I didn't go to a whole lot of Badgers games, but I was at the season opener against Penn State, and it just doesn't give you a whole lot.
Painful. He was painful. I went to a bunch of games. I have season tickets, and it was just the same thing every week.
Tim, how excited are you for the Badgers?
Let's just wait till they play Ohio State, pretty much.
Yeah, and where do they rank? Like, in terms of your favorite teams, where do they rank?
They're up there. Brewers, Packers, Badgers. It's probably third.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just see for me, like, you know, we got to get excited for football season, and college football's around the corner, and Wisconsin Badgers, obviously, a big thing. I can't get excited for this Badgers team. Last year, let me just read you the stats again. In 13 games for Graham Mertz, completed less than 60% of his passes for under 2,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, 11 picks. Like, am I supposed to get excited about that?
No.
I'm excited about Braylon Allen. I'm interested to see what this defense can look like after you lose some guys. And, I mean, Jim Leonard's a phenomenal coach, so I think everything's going to be fine there. So I'm excited to see what they can do, but, I mean, I don't see them... They're not contending with these top teams in the Big Ten.
No.
They're not beating Ohio State. So is this just another year for the Badgers where 8-9 wins, get into the Big Ten championship, lose in the Big Ten championship, go to a decent bowl game? Is that just kind of the expectations for the Badgers at this point.
That's what it seems like. I always want to say, you know, compete for a playoff spot, but
I just don't think that's ever a realistic thing.
The typical Badger fan is always, you know, like realistic, like, well, okay, let's, you know, fight for a Rose Bowl spot, play in the Big Ten championship game, maybe somehow pull it off if they can. If not, you're playing Ohio State more than likely, or Michigan. So
yeah, I just don't like. I can't get on board with a team that's quarterbacked by Graham Mertz at this point. Do you think he plays the whole season?
Apparently, there's a QB battle to play game one,
and there should be. That dude hasn't guaranteed himself a spot to be the starter,
which is crazy. Because
now I do want to say that I thought last year they didn't put him in the position to succeed. I don't think they put him in the best position to succeed. I went back and watched some of the Penn State game and some of the other games before they kind of faded into irrelevance in terms of, you know, big picture for the Badgers. And I thought they did a poor job of putting Graham Mertz in his most successful situations. And I'm interested to see that now you bring in a new offensive coordinator in Bobby Engram. Do you get a little bit of a different look on offense? Do you get a little more of a balanced attack, is what I saw Evan Flood wrote about them in 24/7 Sports, saying a more balanced attack, which for most teams would mean that they're going to run it a bit more. For the Badgers, it means that they're going to air it out a bit more, because they're generally a team that's going to live on the ground. And then the other question is this offensive line actually going to play like a Wisconsin Badgers offensive line, or is it going to play like the line that played last year? So if it, you know, if those couple questions get answered and they have a stout offensive line once again, like you're used to seeing at Wisconsin, and if this offense does change a little bit to play a little more to his strengths, then I think you could see him be a solid quarterback. But, you know, we're going to go win-loss this here in the next segment. Do you see them actually being a team that's competing for anything more than, I don't know, just getting into the Big Ten championship? Because I just don't. And is it ever a Is there ever going to be a time for the Badgers where they're actually competing for a college football playoff spot and trying to win that? Or is it just going to be this thing where they're consistently a 2-3 loss football team and they get into the Big Ten championship, which is that even going to be guaranteed once whatever they decide to do with the conference, once UCLA and USC join, is that going to be a guaranteed thing anymore? Or is it just going to be now that the Badgers are this consistently good football team who's, you know, right there on the fringe of the top 25 for the whole year? Either they're right inside of it or just outside looking in, and depending upon what happens that week, they can fluctuate in and out, but they're never going to be a team that cracks the top 10.
I think with if they do decide to go just one big conference and not have an East and West, that they may never sniff the Big Ten championship game and just take the two top teams, like the, who does that, the Big 12? Mm-hmm. Right now, does that? I don't think they'll even come close, because that East Coast division right now is loaded.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting thing when that comes about, and I'm not a huge fan of all this realignment stuff. I mean, for the Big Ten, so long it's been that you were a Midwestern conference, right? You're gonna have the Iowas, the Wisconsins, the Minnesotas, Ohio State, those teams, Illinois. Now you already branched out into the East Coast with Rutgers and with Maryland, and now you're going all the way to the West Coast with two LA teams and USC and UCLA. I mean, where does this all end for college football? Are we just going to end up with like three mega conferences or four mega conferences?
Three or two, possibly. This is going to be, I think I heard someone say this, I think it was Sparky, that you're going to have ESPN versus Fox, CBS, and NBC.
Basically.
Pretty much.
And if we're doing that, shouldn't that be the college football playoff at the end of it?
Pretty much.
Whoever wins each conference, you meet in the playoffs. I mean, I think that's a good, if we're going to do that, let's go all out and do that. Now, the problem is, one of these conferences is inevitably going to get the short end of the stick, and it's going to be some random team that gets in that shouldn't, like Oklahoma's of the past and those sort of things. I mean, it's just so crazy to me that all of this changed so quickly. Do you think this has anything to do with NIL, or is this something that was going to happen anyways?
I think it was something that inevitably was going to happen.
Because that's what I kind of think. I think the timing of it makes it seem like NIL was a big part of this.
Yeah.
I don't really think it is. I think part of it is this was already going to happen. These teams wanted to go to the big conferences because you get more money there. And I think it's crazy. This shows you the power that these media deals have and why it's so important to these different franchises, not just in college, but in professional sports as well. Sparky's dead on, or whoever said that, that it's just going to end up being these deals for ESPN and Fox and these competing markets against each other, and that's going to be the conferences. It's going to be called the Big Ten, but it's actually Fox. You know, like, it's going to be called the SEC, but it's actually ESPN.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of crazy that these kind of media giants have that kind of pull, but, I mean, that's what it all depends on. You know, as much as you hate it, like, that's where they get their money, is from these things. You watching these games on TV and paying to see these teams. I'm interested to see what this means for all these things. Like, you know, you have all, what is the Big Ten leaving ESPN? What does that mean for basketball games?
Yeah.
And what does that mean for, you know, trying to watch the Badgers during their basketball season? Like, there's a bunch of things that go into all of this. And I think college sports, as we know it, is about to change quite a bit. And it's already changed quite a bit. I can only imagine how much crazier it's going to get down the road. I'm interested to see what happens, but at the same point, and maybe it's just because I'm a 23-year-old who has an old soul, I kind of liked things the way they were. I just liked being able to turn on college football on a Saturday, not even worry about all this extra stuff that's going on. And I'm for the NIL stuff, but I still think it's crazy that the NCAA didn't see all this craziness coming. Did you see the commercial with Dacoldis Crawford?
No. Is it?
Dacoldis Crawford, I think he plays for Nebraska. He signed a NIL deal to do a commercial with a HVAC company. Tell me if that's not perfect. To do air conditioning when your name's Dacoldis.
Yeah. That's fits the bill.
Yeah. Robert Griffin III tweeted out, said, people are going to start naming their kids DeFerrari, DeRolls-Royce. Just trying to get these NIL deals. But I think it's crazy that some of this stuff has happened and where college football, where college sports in general have gone. I don't know. Hopefully that it doesn't all just get too out of hand and go away altogether. I don't think it would ever go away altogether, but go away as we know it.
Do you see the NCAA policing this NIL?
They have to.
Stuff at some point.
They have to. The NCAA was crazy because any person with a brain could have told you that it was going to get out of hand if you didn't have some sort of policing of this, right? Like, anyone could have told you that, hey, if you just allow these people to do whatever they want, they're going to go to the schools that end up paying them the most money. And I mean, that was pretty obvious. Now they're acting like, whoa, we didn't see this coming. How could you not see this coming? How could you not? This was right in front of you and you just didn't do anything about it. Now they're going to have to try and go back on it. And I think that's making it even harder than it was if they would have just went ahead and had all this stuff in place ready to go when inevitably you were going to allow NIL. I don't know. College sports over the last, 2 years, 3 years has just changed so much. I'm not a fan of it, but I think it's the world we're going to live in where, at least for the next couple of seasons, it's just going to be mayhem where things are changing in and out all over the place, people changing conferences, NIL deals, getting bigger and bigger and all these different things. I think eventually it balances out. Because I can't keep paying this dude $5 million for an NIL deal or whatever these guys are getting for a guy that's not ever going to make it to the league or a guy that's not even at some point starting on their team anymore. Think about Spencer Rattler last year, and I'm sure he had some NIL deals, and then he ends up losing his job. So there's no way that I can do all those sort of things and then have a guy just not be the dude anymore. So I think it all evens out eventually, but I do think the NCAA has to police some of this. I'm interested to see how they do it. Because I think that they're going to, but I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know what's going to be the full consequences of it, but it's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. I want to real quick run through the top 10 from the rankings, and then we'll take a break and go through that Badger schedule and win-loss it. But looking at the top 10 for the college football rankings, you have at number 1, and not surprising at all, Alabama. Number two is Ohio State. Number three, Georgia. This one surprises me because I just don't think they're going to be all that good. Number four, Clemson. Five, Notre Dame. Six, Texas A&M. Seven, Utah. Eight, Michigan. Nine, Oklahoma. 10, Baylor. Clemson, I don't see being all that good. I'm not sold on their quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei, and that's who they're going to roll with again this year. I don't see them being all that good, so maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll talk to Horvat at some point again, and he's more the college football expert than me. He knows all this stuff. I think he's big on Utah again this year. I don't know some of these dudes. I know bits and pieces here and there. I'm more so a pro sports guy, but I don't know. I'm excited for college football season to be back, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.